This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. A pro-farming group established to rebuff an attack by the What's Upstream campaign had to wait 16 months for the EPA to release documents requested through the Freedom of Information Act, but finally gets confirmation of many suspicions. Safe Family Farming Director Gerald Barron says the FOIA delays were incredible.
First, they were going to charge us several thousand dollars to produce them, and then when we indicated that was not consistent with how they were treating other people, they said they would produce them, but it was going to take a lot of time because there were voluminous record of these. It turned out there's about less than 1,500 documents, and most of those are duplicates. So there's probably only about 600 or 700 actual documents. And so their rationale for delaying it to this point is highly questionable at best.
Ann Barron says there have been no real changes at the EPA since the new administration took over.
No, we haven't seen any change that way. We're really frustrated that EPA Region 10 and our region still does not have a director or administrator appointed. And so we're dealing with people who've been in their bureaucratic offices for a long time. And so it's pretty much business as usual as far as we can see at the EPA right now.
Listen tomorrow to find out more on what the EPA knew about the lobbying activities and when they knew it.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.